This week on Clown College. So who are you guys' top 10 black people, bro?
You 10 of them, dude? I can't name 10 of anybody.
You don't like 10 black people?
No, I'm just not. I can't. You can't even tell. I watch football all the time. You say top 10 quarterbacks, I'm going to lose. It's 10 is too many off the top.
Well, 10 is good for me because that's approximately how many I know. Doris Miller, Brandon Willis, Jalen Brown.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge and many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Dom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
yeah, he's a cool dude.
Maybe I'll transfer, dude.
Yeah. No, you stay. Stay your age.
JJ, we got a very special guest here today.
Dude, it's insane, man. It's insane. A repeat guest from the very first episode, dude.
And the first guest in the new set.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Wow. Okay.
Jalen, tell him how fucking fire that chair is.
This chair is fire. It highlights the guest. You're gonna know who's here to play around with you guys.
It's not about us, man.
They're sitting in the chair. Oh man, it is today. Like, this is crazy. Like, you're saying first one in the first setup. Now first one in the second setup. Like, what a setup it is, y'all. This
appreciate
is great.
It.
Yeah,
man.
This is nice. Thanks, man. I wish I would have came with gifts. Oh. I was watching the last season or whatever, and I didn't bring a gift for y'all. And
dude,
then everybody after that brought a gift. Next time I come, I got a gift for y'all.
Yes, you can.
I came to the first one. And I flexed on everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I did not get a gift, but no, I got y'all the next.
You just
one.
Didn't know you gave a gift. I took a five out of that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, cool. We're good.
You are
we're
the gift.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, JJ.
Just you being here, man. That's the real gift.
Hell
thank
yeah!
You, telling you, man. Like, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh man, it's so good to see everybody. I'm so glad to be back and everything. And oh my gosh, we were last night. We went to that show, and Brandon, you killed it, bro.
Man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, clap, throw the claps out.
Clap for Jalen too, man. Hell yeah, man.
Dude, let's all just cry.
That's how I've been feeling. That's how I've been feeling, JJ. Like, I love y'all. It's crazy.
Damn,
I like
dude,
seeing
I love
y'all.
You.
It's crazy. Yeah.
For real.
Hell yeah, man.
So y'all went to the show. I couldn't make it, but you say Brandon murdered him.
Brandon murdered.
He
it
killed.
Was cool.
Thank
like,
you.
Oh my gosh! Like the way he started it, like he was under. I could tell he was under so much because like Athena's family and everybody was there. And he came out like hitting. It was good. I was very nervous.
Yeah. You did slow down a little bit when you hit the VR porn joke.
yeah. Like I was thinking about it. Like even when I was doing the weed jokes, I was like, should I be like, you ever not get so high that you don't. I'm gonna fall on the toilet.
You got him with the allegedly. You ever allegedly get so high?
And then I even thankfully skipped the U pass one with the fake piss. Mm. And they wouldn't know. Well, that I do experiments with fake piss.
What kind of experiments?
Yep. Sometimes I like to test them out just in my house. And
find out what flavor it is.
Yep, and see if it works or not, just to do it, because I like to be like, oh, that's fake pee. Let's see if it's really fake pee.
Uh-huh. But,
and when I tested it, it didn't work. It was false.
What so a bummer, what, dude.
You tested the fake pee and it wasn't fake pee? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it didn't come out. Like, the result didn't come as pee. It came as it failed. Like, we failed. I'm saying we failed.
He said we failed.
The drug test or the experiment will fail.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
The experiment. Okay. Him in his house.
Yep. Wrong gas station.
Where you get? Okay.
Wrong gas station.
Man. Okay.
Did you get it out of the toilet?
No, man. I went to the store, paid $11.
Got you.
Mm. Okay. They got you.
Now, no wonder it didn't work, dude.
Yeah. It looked like lemonade, man. And then the other one was just clear like water.
They same kind too, right?
Yep.
So you can't trust them.
One. Nope. Never going there again.
Mm-mm.
Never will. Do my experiment
for your next
somewhere
experiment.
Else. Yeah, for my next big.
Were they
experiment.
Africans?
No.
Oh.
No. No, they weren't. No. You want to keep guessing?
Yeah, go ahead. Who got next?
What? Indians?
Oh.
Where he bought the stuff from? What was the gas station attendant or owners?
I'm saying Indians.
Indian. Is that right?
I think that they could have been. They could have been.
Yeah.
Indians, Middle Eastern.
Yep, Middle Eastern and
white?
Yes.
White.
Mm. That was the best mixture.
That's why.
Probably one of the undesirable whites. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. You got me.
So Jalen, where you been?
I have been in Alaska, Skagway, Alaska to be exact. It was a great time, man. It's in the panhandle of Alaska.
Okay.
For all those geography nerds out there. yeah, it was a
Jake
super fun
that.
Time. Yeah. That's where I've been for the last 6 months from what was it? January of last year?
Damn, it's been that long.
From January of last year to October of this year, I've been in Skagway, Alaska.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty long,
it's been a long time. It's a half a year. Half a year. I was a tour guide out there. I was panning for gold in a historic dredge town.
What do you mean panning for gold? You literally panned for gold?
Literally panned for gold. I'll still send the pictures of my costume and stuff if y'all want to put them up there. But yeah, I was panning for gold, teaching people about, that's what the Alaska Gold Rush was. That's the part of Alaska where I went to was where the gold rush first had its first boom out there when it was going to in 1898. This town in Skagway, Alaska, it was actually where it had electricity back in the 1800s before New York. It was one of the first places to ever get electricity. A lot of rich history in the place where I was. And then it was I've never been to Alaska in my life. And so it was I was a tour guide. So I was telling all these people off of carnival cruises, what Alaska's And it was super cool. I had a great time. I know I was telling y'all the whole reason I went there was to, see the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see them the first week I was there. And it was for the rest of the time, I was I'm just in Alaska now. So, it was a fun time.
Hell,
I missed y'all though. It's crazy, yeah. It's not a big group of big diverse group of people here in Huntsville out there.
What was it all? Locals or locals and whites?
Locals and whites. And then, you did have the cruise ship people coming from all shapes, sizes.
Yeah.
But the base group of people who were there, they're all seasonal workers. So they all kind of have their own baggage. The thing that they were saying, one thing that connected everybody is we're all running from something. Mm. When people that are going up there, they think about it as college for adults. And I was telling Alex, you mean college? But yeah, no, it was a fun time. It was a great time, a great experience.
We're inventing the wheel here, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what was the scene whenever you were off work?
The scene, it was a very small town. All the buildings were super old, made out of the wood that was chopped down from the trees that used to be in that area, the same buildings. That's how buildings work. But it's the same ones. It's the same ones from 1800. Minecraft type shit. False fronts. A lot of the buildings are just the front part is built up, and then the rest. Back in the day, it used to be a tent, but they would build the front part of a building, but then they would just have a tent in the back. But now there's the rest of the building is there. But yeah, it's a big what was the question?
Damn. What'd you do after?
What did the scene? The scene there. Yeah, it was like there's karaoke. There's not really too much to do. There's like it's a very scenic place, so it's like there's hiking trails. It's in a mountain, so it's like you're gonna have to hike up a mountain for however many miles. But it was like that, and then some my friends we would go to Canada, so I went to Whitehorse. A whole bunch.
What's Whitehorse?
It's a place. It's a place in Canada. Okay. Yeah, and we would go. They would drive up there. I saw Deadpool in Canada. It was weird in Canada. Like, I guess he's Canadian. Deadpool or Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is Canadian, so it was like a cool time. But yeah, it was like you would just go to the water, like go look at that, go for a walk or something. Not really like any like nightlife for real, besides like karaoke or if you're just an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So? I would be drinking alcohol like that. I shouldn't have said I shouldn't have been so harsh. No. But
that just sounds like a place I could go.
Yeah, no. I yeah.
Talking about karaoke, alcoholism, and fucking Northern Lights. I'm down.
Yeah. Well, it was a great time.
Depends on what kind. You said they're running from something. Are they like Carney Whites?
Is Carney,
is it Carney Whites? Wow. See, Carney I don't Whites. Like being around Carney Whites.
Something about a girl without a tooth.
Yeah, and, but you got, I mean, it's a mixed bag.
You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you.
And
if you're watching.
It's a lot more, I want to say it's, or maybe this was how it was back in the day, but it's like, they say in that part of Alaska, the it's like there's not the ratio to men to women is like 2-1 on the women's side. So there's more women than there are men. Mm. And there's it's like the odds are good, but the goods are odd. Mm. That's what they say. That's pretty saying shit. There.
So you really saw Ryan Reynolds?
No, I didn't see Ryan Reynolds. I saw Deadpool.
Dude, the movie. He just watched.
Oh, the movie. I'm sorry because
I watched Deadpool Wolverine. I should have been more specific. That's on me, Brandon. That's on me.
They could have filmed up there. I didn't know.
Could have filmed. Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I wasn't specific.
So, did you see any wildlife down there? Did
I see any wildlife? I can send y'all these pictures too. I got the pictures. It was a very sickly family of moose that I saw when I was coming back from Whitehorse back to Alaska. They are big. The ones I saw were like medium size. Like they were still young, and they didn't really have their antlers, but they were moose. I saw so many bald eagles, and like I've been an American this whole time.
Hell yeah!
But like being an American and seeing a bald eagle, and then seeing a lot of them, like you want to build a wall. like seeing the mountains, like you feel that pioneer spirit.
Now like I like where this
I
is going.
I
want
to conquer something. but yeah, so the bald eagles, and I saw so many bald eagles that I actually saw one get hit by a car on my way back home from work. And like bald eagles are so huge, like I couldn't, like there, it was definitely a bird in the street, and its wingspan was like out here, so it could have, only thing it could have been was a bald eagle, and the people just drove off. like what do you do? Isn't like that like illegal? Like
those people should be shot for treason.
Yeah, I'm saying, like I don't know.
I believe it.
I don't know. But yeah, no. So I saw some wildlife, and there's so many. I saw like we had sled dogs at our site, so it was like I would see like those puppies all the day, and like we would get new shipments in of puppies, sled dog puppies. But what else did I see? I think that was pretty much it. I didn't really do too much like animal. I wanted to see a whale. I never got to see a whale
At least you didn't see a polar bear, right? You
know? Didn't see a polar bear. Saw a black bear. I did see a black bear on that same trip coming back from Whitehorse. Yeah
he made friends with black bear.
No.
Okay.
No, we scared each other in Gatlinburg. Yeah, I don't fuck with bears.
So is it like cold?
I was in there during the summertime, so I mean it was mostly cold. Like when you go outside it was gonna be cold. But like there's certain days where like if you're standing out in the sun, like I was out there shoveling dirt. for the gold panning experience. So I'd be shoveling dirt in the sun, and that's always hot, I would say. So it's like you have your times when it's like the sun is shining on you. So, I mean, the sun is the sun. But for the most part, it's going to be like cool. The wind's always going to be breezing. It rains a lot. So sometimes it is kind of like just overcast. Mm-hmm. So the sun's not going to be shining. So most of the time it is cold. But you do have your days where it's like, damn, it's 70 degrees right now. Like, yeah.
But so they cool. got the sun up there too?
They got the sun up there. It stays out there longer in the summertime too. Like 19 mm-hmm. hours of sunlight, 18 hours.
Oh, that sounds like terrible.
That is terrible.
It was actually pretty awful. It was during like the summer solstice festival. So, you know, these carny whites, they get active around this time.
And you know they're not wearing deodorant.
You already know. Smell like shit. Spinning hula hoops around. Yeah, they got that festival. So it's like, there's cool. There's more, people get more lively around this time.
Okay.
Like during the solstice when the sun is out.
So in the winter, does the sun go away for 19 hours?
The winter goes away and the like junkies come out.
Hell
here. It's a Skagway's like a very, from like the locals that I hear, it's a very like sad town in the winter.
Did you call them the Skagoids?
Skagway. That's what it's called. That's the name of the place.
Yeah, I thought you called the inhabitants Skagoids.
Oh, no.
Thought that was some Alaska speak.
It's like a Skagwegian. That's what they call it. Skagwegian. It's like a mixture of cultures. But yeah, in the wintertime, it's like 6 months of darkness. And so it's like,
sounds
it's
like a
everybody's doing drugs and
you have to,
drinking a lot. Yeah.
What kind of drugs? Is it uppers, downers?
Man, they were talking about fentanyl got out there like 2 years ago or whatever. Like, it's bad.
Do they put them in like slushy form?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's the regular form. You know, I don't touch the stuff, so I wouldn't
well,
know what
can't.
To tell you. You can't? That's
you can't.
Yeah, that's still clear.
I heard that's a myth.
What?
Oh,
the touching it and overdosing.
Oh, fentanyl?
Fentanyl, yeah.
I don't know.
I heard that's a cop myth.
Let's bust it.
More problems.
It does sound like a cop. That does sound like a cop. Man. That's busted.
Don't bust myth.
You a myth bust with fentanyl?
Nah, I'm joking. No.
Let's bust it.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not fucking with that. No, that's horrible. That's death. That's the Grim Reaper.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Well, that's badass, though.
Hell yeah.
And then you're just visiting us for a day. You're leaving right after this.
Yeah,
good seeing you, man.
It's always good seeing y'all. It's always a good time.
So where's the next stop, man?
The next stop is New Hampshire.
Basically the same thing.
Basically the same thing. Yeah,
it's close.
You're doing like a pilgrimage to white Meccas.
Yeah, I gotta spread my seeds.
Hell yeah. Is that near New York?
Yeah, it's near New York. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, right, you know what? Yes, that is applause, man. That's awesome, man. I always wanted to go to New York.
Yeah,
I think Yacoub was from New Hampshire.
Mm.
Yeah,
I know Yacoub.
You know Yacoub?
Yeah.
Can y'all
that?
Refresh me on Yacoub? Yeah,
pull up Yacoub. Yacoub.
Yacoub.
He was a very well known scientist.
I think it's just it starts with U, right?
It's Y A K U B.
Y A K U B.
Yeah.
Okay. Yacoub, Nation of Islam.
Yeah, it's the
hit images.
Okay. Let's see.
There
ooh, look
there
like me.
Black guy, Brad.
No, Yacoub created white people.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why New Hampshire is the way that it is.
Damn.
I believe it. You don't have a cranium that size.
No.
He must be smart.
Think of white people.
Yeah, that's a Jeremiah Cotton cranium.
Wait, so was this a real dude?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends on who you ask, but
oh,
I believe.
Yeah.
You
don't believe that he created white people? What are you talking about? That's what the Bible says.
I got to read more.
I thought you was a Christian.
I am. I got to read more.
Yeah, you
got
to get more. You got to, next time you go to church, ask him about the book of Yacoub. Yeah,
I don't know the story at all. Yacoub was down bad.
Why is Mr. Beast and Yacoub at Christ?
I'm looking at that, bro.
Yacoub may be your father.
Yacoub may be your father.
That Cracker Barrel.
Hey, internet, don't take that serious.
Hold up, look. My hero.
Okay, he's from New Hampshire, you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was in a cave in New Hampshire. He created the Caucasian race.
Mm.
And then they went out, the white devils escaped and spread their ideology around the world.
An imperfect slave race ideology.
Yeah. It's fucked up, dude.
See, he should have made them slaves first.
It's because we were falsely made without souls.
Yeah. Mm. So. How can a soul... Yeah.
This is intense.
What? Yeah. About the Yucubia?
Yeah, Yucubia. I had no idea. Look, the lore.
You know, it's one of the books in the Bible that just tell you about white people and shit.
Okay.
But you really don't have to know anything more about it.
Never confirm any of this.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody that.
Yeah, just,
I'm going to go to Alaska and spread the gospel. y'all know your creator?
Hell yeah, right here. Squidward. Just a comparison, no jokes on him. I don't know this guy.
Oh, man.
Hey. Wait, hold up.
What?
Why is there?
I seen that.
The swastika? What the?
That used to mean something different.
Oh, yeah, it sure did.
Like, so we can wear swastikas because it means peace, right?
Dom usually is on that, but he's actually being truthful, right? Yeah. It didn't always mean.
Man, what it used to mean?
The Nazis peace. Ruined a lot of stuff, man. Yeah.
Damn.
So really, they took it from somebody else, so they shouldn't just have it forever, you know? Let's give it back and let's start wearing it again. Because it means peace.
Yeah. I don't think that's what it means.
Go sign it, but he's not wrong.
Right?
You're wrong,
right,
but
Dom.
I can't.
It's
be,
heritage,
can't.
Not hate.
Tell him, JJ. Damn. I knew you would get it.
We're gonna bring back a lot of old iconography. It's gonna be shit. We're gonna bring back the original Dr. Seuss. The OG Mickey Mouse. I know that's how we're gonna get Brandon on board.
I got the whole collection.
And I bet they have one with the symbol on there.
They do, actually. They have a Donald Duck episode where he was wearing the whole suit. It was weird.
I remember that.
No, but he was doing the Hitler one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
was testing, like, bombs and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a lot of World War II, so it was crazy.
Mm. Yeah, not
a big thing.
That's the bad one. Before that, like, in the 20s, you know, before Hitler was, like, 20.
Yeah, that was before.
Yeah. Before Hitler, you know, if they used it then, it didn't mean that because there was no Nazis.
Well,
look, after World War One, their economy was in shambles. So whatever he had to do to get it back was just.
Yeah.
He was basically doing open mic.
True. Plus, he lost a testicle. So.
He lost a testicle. Come on, man.
Wait, he lost it? I thought he didn't never have it.
Yeah, something hit his balls and made it.
A jiggle.
He hit his own ball?
No, like a metal piece came out and hit his like ball sack, and then he lost the ball.
Was it in the First World War?
Was in the First World War?
Well,
yes.
He wasn't around before the 20s, like Dom said.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Couldn't have been.
Well, maybe it was his ghost. Maybe it was his ghost. Whatever it was, somebody lost a nut.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Who took it though?
Oh, it was some. It was in war. Like something must have exploded
against
who? Let me see. Yeah, let's find out. Oh,
Japanese.
Shit. Let's find out.
No, speaking of Japan, dude, it's the anniversary of Pearl Harbor today, man.
It is?
Sons of bitches.
Oh, man, I can't have this on images.
I knew it was coming.
Lost the ball. Okay, so it says.
Dude, imagine if we could find his lost ball.
Okay, well, let's see.
So somebody has it?
That
are you serious?
Crazy on eBay.
Oh, somebody probably.
I don't think anybody has it. He wasn't very famous at the time when he lost it.
Yeah.
Somebody held on to that, bro, you're a freak, dude.
He did have a condition. Read it out loud, Brandon.
Let's see. It says, what? Adolf Hitler did not lose a testicle, but he did have a condition called right-sided cryptochidism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is it.
Which means that one of his testicles did not descend into his scrotum.
So he had two.
Oh, so it's just like when you get real cold and one pops up.
Yeah, just I like
think, man, that's normal.
I think the Germans kind of edited this.
I think
he
so
had
too.
One. It was just hidden.
Dude, like,
no.
Wait, yeah, because he did have a kid.
You can have a kid with one test.
Oh, see, I didn't know.
It's not. I mean, you gotta work.
I thought
hard.
That's where they were like chilling at, man.
Wearing both of them.
Yeah, like in the balls. That's like I thought. I don't know.
That makes sense.
No, it does. Like but you, that's why you got to work harder if you only got one.
For real?
You got to really get up in there.
No, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
You said that's not a problem.
It's not a problem, man.
What
that's
does that mean?
That means, man, we got to work
Brandon
hard.
Get up in there, Dom.
Brandon.
It's not a problem.
Not a problem, man.
You have a hard working.
Yes, he's like one of the hardest workers I know, man. He's a very hard worker. Okay. And
mine's on unemployment.
Unemployment.
Yeah, he's collecting checks.
It's like Mike Tyson. When he gets old, it's gonna be sad.
A young boy is gonna come beat him up.
No. Hell no. No. He doesn't even know. Not even in his fucking vocabulary. He don't know what the fuck that is.
But it's what happened.
No. What? Oh,
Mike
yeah.
Tyson got beat up by a young boy.
No. So man, that was a man that's older than me.
Oh, okay. So he a man.
Yeah, long Jake as Paul.
A man. So an old man is gonna yeah. come beat him up.
No man.
Okay, no man. No man. It'll be co-ed by then.
Co-ed, no. You know, on a lighter note, you know Jake Paul's going to be on a new boxing game.
I wonder how good he's going to be. You know when they give him the ratings? Yeah. Is it going to be like a Dana White scenario where they make him maxed out? Or is it going to be like a real like two-star against other real boxers? Ooh. You know what I mean?
It depends on if they think of him as a real boxer or not.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
yeah,
if he gets like a something realistic, like a 80 something, you know?
Yeah. I still think 80 is too high for somebody who doesn't box professionally.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Well, yeah. Is his record a professional record?
I know some of them.
Because he gets paid to fight. Yeah. And he's fought some real fighters.
But is it under the association? Like you could technically play Major League Football, professional football, but it's not the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you could say you play in Europe, but, you know, you're not really. You didn't really play professional.
Yeah.
I mean, you got paid for it, but I get paid more than you now working in the sewer. You know what I mean? Damn. So is it really professional?
He probably paid him, though, to give him 95. You never know, man. He could have gave him a couple million. Be like, put me in
98. He's a 95?
Underhand no, dealings. I mean, this says 98, but I don't believe it. It could be clickbait. This could be clickbait because there's no way. Muhammad Ali is 94, so that would be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
You don't know who will win, though.
So dude, Mike Tyson's exactly not in the game?
No. Dude, that's weird. He's not in the game. I had to make him myself.
They didn't put Mike Tyson in the game, but they put Jake Paul in the game.
But I think it may have been money. Could have been a money thing.
Like,
the victors write the history books. Bullshit.
I'm going to whoop Jake's ass on that game. Jake Paul? Hell yeah. With every single legend. Lightweight, all of them.
When's this come out?
Oh, October. No, fuck, not October. December the 12th. I'm going to get it right away.
11
I already got the game. I've been practicing. I was online, and everything.
Oh, you got it before?
Oh, yeah.
Is it EA game?
No, it's a... I don't know who these people are. It's something new that they do. And they kind of piss me off because they've been like, I mean, I understand it. But, dude, I've been waiting since 2018 for this. And it just came out a couple months ago. Like, every time they would tease me and be like, okay, it's coming. It's not coming.
They're edging you.
Blue balling my ass, man. Mm-hmm. Horribly.
That's the worst.
It is
but
the
it's
worst.
Coming, but now it's coming.
Oh, it came.
Now you get the release.
Oh, it's game.
It's okay. Here, man. It's released. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing that for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked Brandon before we started filming. I was like, "Who are the top 10 black people all time?"
Oh shit! What do you say? I want mention.
And I would like to throw one in the mix, lesser known individual. But since it is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, I want to throw Doris Miller into the mix. Dude.
Google.
Okay.
He was a
Doris Miller.
Let's see.
He was a boxer on one of the ships. He was a cook. Like in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Pearl Harbor happened, he hopped on one of the anti-aircraft guns and just started shooting them down, bro. Hell while his ship was going down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's badass. Did he live?
I don't know.
Let me see.
It looked like he lived.
So he stole?
Oh, no, he's dead.
No.
Oh, man. He was 24 years old. Rest in peace.
Oh, damn. What?
Did you hear? What is that?
So he stole the gun.
Damn.
He's gone.
That's crazy that he's 24.
Yeah.
24 that picture.
Yeah, that's 24.
So he died. It looked from the thing on Wikipedia, it said he died in 43. So he probably died in the war, but after Pearl Harbor. Yeah. He survived Pearl Harbor and then died in some other thing.
Let's see how. How did he die?
Wait a minute. They kicked me out of Pearl Harbor when I went to try to visit.
Oh, what'd you do, Dom? I'm sorry. What did they do to you?
No, I was just I was in my regular uniform, and you have to if you're in uniform, you got to be in like dress blues. And I was like, I'm just trying to look at the memorial. Like, you need to get the fuck out of here.
They said stolen valor on you, bro.
They literally did. I was like, you can't be here, man. And I never went back. I was there for 4 years. They didn't even think about going back. I was like, I've seen enough. I've seen the ships and stuff, and I got to walk around for a second. It's cool.
So who are you guys top 10 black people, bro?
You, 10 of them, dude? I can't name 10 of anybody.
You don't like 10 black people?
No, I'm just not. I can't. You can't even tell. I watch football all the time. You say the top 10 quarterbacks, I'm going to lose. It's 10 is too many off the top.
Well, 10 is good for me because that's approximately how many I know. Doris Miller, Brandon Willis, Jalen Brown.
Hell yeah, man.
I made the list. I made JJ's list. That's I'm in the top 10.
Top three. We'll all say our top three black people.
Top three black people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I can do top three.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sticking with my three, bro. Okay.
Who is it?
Brandon Willis, Jalen Brown, the basketball player, and Jalen right here. Both of them, and then Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall. Yeah.
I mean, that's the best three I could think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go. I gotta go Rosa Parks. I gotta go Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
And then I gotta go. Dang. I gotta go Barack Obama.
What?
Okay. Oh, I should have said Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Is the most. And he's the number one.
Did they ever find out if he was black?
Oh my God. Come on now.
Okay.
I've seen some studies.
What side of the internet you on?
Oh my gosh.
All right, so you got Martin Luther, Harriet Tubman. That's number two.
Harriet Tubman.
Because she was a G, and she ain't snitching. She got everybody up out of there. And number three
is up there.
I don't think any list can be made without Vin Rames.
Ving Rhames, I just watched Pulp Fiction.
Like 2 days ago. Yeah, well, he was bad, and he got...
Ooh.
Yeah, something happened to him in there, but, you know, he's stronger for it. He's stronger for it.
He said, it's the spider. Just caught a couple flies. Oh, man. I was with Josh. He was like, if we were ever in that situation, bro. Oh, man.
Oh, I mean, what do you do? You're just...
What do you do?
Bite your tongue off and lead out.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, where they, you know.
What they do to
take care of him.
Yeah.
In a sexual fashion.
Yeah.
They put some sugar
in his tank.
But
doesn't he get to kill him?
What happened?
Doesn't he get to kill him with a samurai sword after that?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet revenge.
Oh, yeah, he gets his revenge. And that's the only way. If I ever got raped anally, and I would have to, I wouldn't rest until I killed him. I would have to, and if I could do it anyway, if I was smart enough, I want to get them. You know what I'm saying? I want to capture, torture, get IVs, pull out fingernails, and just really have my moment with them and talk to them like I'm not mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bring them stuff. I'm like, oh, I hope you're having a good day. And then sometimes I just pull off a piece of skin. Ooh, until it's all gone.
Oh,
well, man. All gone, but you got to keep enough on there so don't get the infection.
You're right.
Because you don't want to be going buying all those products.
Dom is thinking about it.
You got to fight back while it's
Yeah. No, I hear That's what Ving Rhames said. He's like, I'm going to get medieval on your ass. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you want to do.
You got to.
Yes.
It's the only way you can have peace as a person.
Mm, yeah.
Hmm?
I said, I had to personally clap for you, man. I couldn't even use the machine. That was so good and well done.
Thank you, Brandon.
I really respected that one.
Yeah.
Because nobody should rape you in the ass. I didn't even know he got raped in the ass. He just told me. I'm like, damn. That's fucked up. At first, I was like, what type of sexual activity? But then when somebody gets in the ass, you can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Hot hurts.
Up. You're helpless. You can't do it. And look how big Ving Rhames is.
What I would try and do if I was in that situation, I believe in the strength of my pelvic floor. I would try to like really squeeze and tighten up and then do like a twister and then just
break his dick off.
You got to at least try that one time.
You do. You do. You got to try to tighten up that speaker.
And hey, if it fails, it couldn't get worse. It's not going down from there.
I forgot about that. That could help. You have like a tight ass, you could probably squeeze it together and hopefully you'll have a fight against them trying to.
I have a training plan you can buy on my Instagram.
You said what?
Training plan.
Because I know some people.
Sphincter coach on Instagram, dude.
You know some. Start putting it out, JJ.
Sal put me on.
Hell yeah. Random, how did you say you forgot about that?
Forgot about what?
When he said, he just said this. You hear that?
Huh?
What?
He just said that he would tighten up his ass cheeks and try to break the dude dick off. And then you said, you know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I'm like, when people joke around and be like, hey, try to poke your ass or something.
Yeah.
I would always be like, nope. And then you close it real quick. Like, I can't do the shit with that.
Those are my least favorite jokes.
It's not a joke.
Yeah.
I wish
you know the classic
joke.
One where they try to put their finger in your ass. I hate that one.
Yeah, I hate that joke.
Oh my god.
Thankfully, I got pants on. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, stop. They really try like to go.
Yeah, joking around. Joking around.
When's it stop being a joke?
Well. Thankfully, it is a joke. It's my because you know, but I tolerate it because it's one of my loved ones. You know,
okay. I don't. We know. It's usually it's somebody you know. You know. It's usually
usually
is
a loved one.
Probably is.
It's my wife. She'll joke around.
That is true. Girlfriends go for that.
Yeah, they
that
do for some odd reason. Always.
Oh God, Brandon, I'm so relieved right now. I thought I was like, what were they doing?
You couldn't have described that worse.
Like, yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, it sounded bad every time I said it.
Yeah. It only got
just
worse.
Just that little gesture.
Dom can escape because of his leakage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in Mario Kart when you drop the oil behind you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a natural lubrication.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Let me put a little...
I don't got nothing
to that. Joke to it.
Are you okay?
Brandon's face? Yeah, I'm good. What's wrong?
Why did it get turned on, Brandon?
Well, do I look crazy? Am I... What, like, sweating?
Sweat a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay, his jacket. His jacket's hot, man.
We know you're like really big into music.
I'm big into music.
And this guy came through Fat Sammy's the other day, right? Mm-hmm. His name is Evan. I'll find his last name. Mm-hmm. Evan Rolette. And I guess he used to be in the comedy scene. He did this hilarious song, and Brandon, you loved it,
dude. He's got a gift. He has it.
Could you press minimize on here?
Yeah, I got
and
you.
Pull it.
Are we gonna play it?
Yeah. Nice. So I'll go down to the
right here.
Yep, right there, and then maximize it.
All right.
Fat Sammy's, hell yeah.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Some very veiny hands.
If you could hear, he said, if you love me, you would fuck this mini horse.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking.
If you love me, we'll fuck this mini horse. Great song. Brandon, I never see it. I mean, you were like you were in church right there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you were feeling it,
Brandon. I look a little depressed, though, on there for some odd reason. Like,
I think you were just feeling the song.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was a good song. Like, you should, man, I wish you could have heard the song before that. That song was... perfect, man. It was right up your alley. Like, Alex, you have that song, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, we're gonna wait. I want to see his reaction later.
I said that I loved y'all earlier, and I wouldn't fuck a mini horse to prove that to any of y'all.
You shouldn't.
But it does get like, how do you show, like, love? Like, what's the craziest thing you would do to show somebody your love? Because I feel like
bring
fucking
it in,
a horse.
Josh.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that is a deep question. But it is that, like, if you love me, you would fuck this mini horse.
Uh-huh.
That's intense.
That's deep love.
That's some pretty manipulative shit. That's,
mm-hmm. It seems manipulative. Yeah.
People have died from doing that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's on camera.
What's the biggest animal that you would either fuck or let fuck you? For love.
There we
your
go.
Mom.
Got him. Okay. She watches this too.
Oh, my bad, guys.
No, really no. Give me a lashing for the things I say about the Jews.
I don't know if I want to let an animal fuck me.
Yeah, so you would have to give it to him.
I would have to fuck. I'd fuck a whale.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got to get in there. Yeah, I fuck a whale to prove my love.
I bet you could fit your whole body inside of a whale's vagina, without a doubt.
Probably. I got to get in there, though.
just go all the way in there and jack off, see if you, you know, create something.
Oh, yeah. Whale babies. That was my name in Alaska, Whalen Jalen.
Whalen Jalen.
Yeah.
Why was it Whalen Jalen?
Because I was a whaler back in 1898.
Ooh.
Specialized in collecting ambergris.
Hell yeah,
if you don't know what ambergris is, congratulations.
How you spell that?
A M B E R G R I S.
There we go.
Ooh, look at that. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Is that solidified whale semen?
Whale vomit.
Ooh, is it for real? Vomit.
Yeah, and ladies put it in their perfume.
Oh.
It's a fragrant musk.
Does it smell good?
Ask ladies. You know, they're the ones putting it in their perfume.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you smell them up there. Oh, it's just everywhere they do that?
I wasn't alive in 1898, Dom.
Oh. I thought you
still
did it right now.
No. That's what. No, as a tour guide, when I was pampering, I was a character. That was what my character was.
You know, some of them people live like back at the 1800s, so I didn't know if they still did it.
Yeah. Oh, nah.
They're not an advanced.
No, a lot of them do live off the grid.
Live off the grid,
yeah,
right?
A lot of them do live off the grid. Yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying. So they might still. Thank you, Jay.
I think ambergris is still
when you live off.
But
grid,
I was a dude. Yeah.
Priority number one, perfume, dude. You gotta smell good.
Ambergris is also just very valuable as well. So I'm sure if you find it, you get a pretty penny for it.
You do a whole bunch of shit with it.
Yeah.
Is it true that like stuff like this is more valuable than like diamonds?
I think it can be the amount you have. Mm-hmm. It could have. Maybe, but I'm not sure, like, just raw, like, an ounce of diamonds, ounce of ambergris.
No, what I'm saying, like, it's the diamonds are going to cost more, but this is more valuable because De Beers or whoever has that big monopoly.
I think that's how it works.
I read that in Reddit.
I mean, if society, nobody believes you can read, but if society crumbled, this would be way more valuable than any precious metal, really.
Yeah.
Dude, look at it, man. I mean, do whales vomit often enough for it to be a resource?
I don't think they do, you know? I think that's why it's like it's hard to get, like the rarity of it. And then I guess it does produce cool things when you put it in perfumes, makes him, I don't know.
Damn. You can't really make a whale vomit. No. You know?
Nothing can go
it's
down
not like
that
you
throat.
Can just put one in a tank.
Stick your finger in the throat.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Your finger can't
I don't think
do
it's going to work.
No. You need something bigger.
Well, we're talking about perfume. What about love? We were talking about love. What's the best thing we do for love?
Yeah.
All right. Well, who's better to ask than Mike GPT?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's ask him. Let's ask him.
Let's ask him about love and see what he says.
He'll probably somehow bring up ambergris.
Oh, that would be funny.
How do you know you're in love?
After you've been through a lot of fucked up relationships, and you found somebody that you can when you find somebody that you can 100% be your total self, health-wise, physical-wise, financial-wise, spiritual-wise, if they understand you from that perspective, and you love them, and they love you, it's a real thing. That's how I would say equally, yo. You have the same values, even the same fucked up mistakes. Nigga, I'm late from work. I'm late coming home. Shit, I'm late coming home, but y'all ain't, you know, cheating or nothing. I don't know, we might be, but what I'm saying is, if you have the same fucked up ways, I think, in the same good ways, I think that's a plus. And you accept each other for your flaws. And you gotta be fine too, bro. You gotta be sexy, shit. I gotta have I gotta have some sexy and attractive to me to look at. So if you are hitting all elements of my physical and my spiritual and my financial, man, you got me. Cause I want you to make some money. I don't want you buying this bitch broke. You know what I'm saying? I ain't buying eyelashes. I ain't putting no, You in the zone. You ain't buying no lace weaves. You ain't even finna get your eyelashes tinted, none of, eyebrows tinted, arch. I ain't doing none of this shit for you. If you can't do that shit for yourself, what you need a man for? You don't need no man. He gotta do that shit. He barely wanted, he, I ain't gonna even say barely. Niggas be doing that shit to themselves now.
And we're back.
Thanks, Mike GPT. True.
Wow.
Everything that he said.
Everything. I agree with every word.
Right there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Not going to lie to you, the first time I heard it, I almost shed a tear. Because, you know, he means it. Like, he said everything that he said in the first part was...
He
wasn't wrong in any of it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say, yeah. Hit the nail on the head.
True. Mm-hmm. Nothing but facts right there, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing but facts. But you know what? Quick question, because we got to everybody, but what animals would you, like, have sex with?
Brandon, I won't answer any kind of crazy question.
But
like
you
that.
Just asked them, and they That's answered. So
inappropriate. Oh, okay. I didn't Brandon, answer anything.
Yes, you did. What was the animal? You
said? I didn't say anything. I said somebody's mother, and that's a human being. Yeah. And that was wrong of me to say that, and I apologize profusely.
Okay. See, Brandon, you can't just ask. Like, we try to clean up the podcast when you ask people stuff like that.
I'd have sex with a deer.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, man.
He said thank you. A girl or a boy?
I don't care.
Respect. Right. It is 2024. About to be 'cause
I'm cool with it, but if it's a boy, I'm not going to feel
good. You don't want a buck. Like the deer.
Oh, because you can hold him by the antlers.
Yeah, you can hold him by the antlers, move him where you want.
That's terrible.
Back. Or you can get one of them goats with the big ass.
Pull that up.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about.
I have
about.
No
Nobody
idea.
Knows what I'm talking about.
I do not know what you're talking about.
This is
the only time we're not trolling.
No, okay. So you've never seen Mike Cakes. Goats? Okay, hold on.
Mike
goats?
Cakes?
Mike Cakes. Goats? I do know Mike Cakes.
Yes, like this.
Sir!
Yeah, like sir, and they be flapping like that.
Jesus Christ.
This is wild.
I feel like...
This came from
okay, let me show you who this guy is.
I fuck
quick.
That goat. I would. I'd have to do it because of the
I'm
ass alone.
I'm not trying to.
You gotta smack it too.
There we go. Him.
Juicy.
I don't understand what.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, like he'll look at stuff and be like, sir. And he'd be like, bring me that. Right
bring
here.
Me that goat.
Yep.
But can sir. We... Oh, he does Jonathan Silver content.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes hold on. Sense, let me find though. It. Let me see. The goat. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah, just go to videos. Just don't click on
go.
A TikTok one, though.
Not TikTok.
Yeah, because...
Let's try YouTube.
Are you pouring honey on that goat, dude?
Without a doubt. You're asking me? Honey, Szechuan okay. sauce, fucking barbecue,
mute
all types
see
of shit.
This is all here. Just get through this real ass. Quick.
That was Shannon Sharp. Unk said that.
He put honey?
He said, I'm pouring honey on you, goat. He said that was what he responded to LeBron's tweet about, if I'm in a forest with a bear, help the bear. And Shannon Sharp tweeted back, I'm pouring honey on you, goat.
Damn.
You ever seen that?
No.
That's iconic.
I've never
that's
seen
pretty,
that.
That's okay. Good, that's funny.
So I can't find a goat, but I can show you the one with the fish.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
Fish.
Yep.
Hold up. Oh yeah, before we start, I don't condone any of this. I'm just letting you know. I'm not fucking no goats.
Yeah.
Sir. Give me that fish.
It's already been sold, sir.
Give me that fish.
Oh god. This is
it's John, yeah.
Oh my god.
There's more like him.
Yeah. Who was out first?
Him. I've been watching him since 2018 or 17.
So, but you don't support any of it?
No, well,
you just
I mean,
watch
no.
For 8 years?
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, but I'm like, hey, it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny is funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, funny is funny.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like if he likes goats, that's good for him.
I don't think that's good.
Yeah. No, that's not good. It's called bestiality.
It's called bestiality.
Yes, bestiality is not good. You don't want to do that.
Well, can't hear it.
Won't not hear a road it. You need to go down.
A bear's fucked in the woods.
But you said what? Do bears fuck in the woods?
I said if a bear is fucked in the woods.
Oh, yeah, they do. Where else they gonna fuck at? In the cave?
Yeah. Well, they could. That's where they hibernate.
Yep.
Did they get one last one in before they go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably how they go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you never know. Probably. There's probably a bear that had that idea one time in his life. I guarantee you. Like mm-hmm. Kodak bear. Fucking polar bear. He just hunted a human. He's like.
Well, polar bears don't hibernate.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Actually, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, they're just kind of in winter all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but.
What do they eat, bro? Seals, maybe?
People.
Yeah, they tear seals up. They'll eat their young, too. Yep.
Oh, well, that's why they're dying. It's not fucking global warming.
Same with the Japanese.
Oh.
They eat their young?
I don't judge what the Asians do because, you know, they live in a different kind of society. You don't know if that's part of their culture. Yeah, I got you. Part of their
culture. Do y'all shampoo every part of your body?
Shampoo?
Shampoo.
Yeah, like where hair is.
Yeah, I actually do that. I'm on that wave.
Okay.
No, yeah. I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I should, right?
Should you?
I'm just asking. Oh, what's y'all personal politics on shampoo and where it should go?
It's for hair. It doesn't say.
I mean, I never tried. Hair. I don't know.
I did it once in my armpits and they broke out.
Ooh, ooh. No, okay. My armpits are very easy to break out, so I'm good. Like, man, it's bad.
Now I'm thinking of that. And I'm thinking I might need to throw some conditioner in my ass and taint hair.
Ooh, try
see,
that.
See, that's where detangle that, it. I just want you to get to thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to make any drastic changes, but you know, let's just
try it out once.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
you know,
I'm going to do that.
I mean, you're already down there.
Yeah.
Or at least you should be down there.
Oh, you. Yes.
No, yeah. But you know, you got to leave the conditioner. You got to leave it in for a minute.
I only do the shampoo. I don't do the conditioner on the ass hair.
But see, that's what's going to make the tangles get out is the conditioner.
I like the tangles.
The detangler.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like right. Jerry curls, kind
of. But it might make it feel squishy.
Mm.
See, we got to weigh it out. You don't want to just go out when you have to do something. You got to squish
it. I do
ass.
Shampoo, no. And then I blow dry and comb at the same time. The ass hair.
You're very dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow.
You want to see, Brandon?
Do I want to see? No, I'm good. Okay. I mean, you can write it down, and I'll just figure it out
I'll
myself.
Write it down.
I'll
pictures.
Try it. Yeah, I mean, how long does that usually take? Because I feel like that would be a couple hours, wouldn't it?
I mean, I got more, like, curly hair, so I only do it, like, 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh, me too. I'm naturally curly, man, everywhere. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's very crazy.
I'll send you the routine.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Dude, if I send my cop friend to you, you want to do a skit with him? He'll arrest you.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll do that, yeah.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah. We can set that up.
I haven't beat you.
Oh my god!
Funny, hilarious. I'm with it.
I won't tell you when the skit's gonna happen.
Oh no!
Oh man!
Oh god!
One time, Brandon, because we were talking about pee earlier, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would have to pee. So I didn't want to make any noise by flushing the toilet or peeing in the toilet bowl. So I would pee in bottles, and I would, wouldn't put the pee into the toilet later on. I would just throw the bottle under my bed. And, at the time my, dad, he purchased a maid that would come to our house every other week or so. And she would clean up. He eventually started having sex with the maid, and, she eventually became my stepmom, but that's besides the point. Mm-hmm. This is like one of the weeks where she came to clean up the house. She was cleaning up my room and she found one of the pee bottles that I had under my bed. It wasn't any experiments. I was just afraid. but she told my dad, and I didn't get hit or anything, but I got in a lot of trouble for having pee under my bed. So I don't know. I just felt a connection with you when you were talking about the pee test that you were doing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to show you I was a little familiar with pee myself.
So, that was a good connection, honestly, because, dude, I've actually had a crazy maid situation myself, man.
Could you please share with me? Yeah,
now, it wasn't with pee, man, but it could have been. But it wasn't. Why? I don't even know. That one was...
You can really add pee into any situation.
I mean...
Yeah.
You can multitask this.
You can, but yeah, it was weird because my mom felt bad for me when I was a kid for some reason because she thought I was like lonely, and she thought I couldn't like talk to girls and stuff, which I couldn't at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always got shut down. It was embarrassing.
What age was this?
Think about my freshman year in high school.
Oh, okay.
That's a tough year.
Freshman or sophomore year. No, it was sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, because I was wrestling in Huntsville. And I remember what she did was, so this lady already had a dude, right?
Ooh.
Right?
Mm.
And my mom talked to them and was like, look, my son is lonely. And she was like, could y'all find a way to take him out on a date, or you take him out on a date to Red Lobster, and I'll pay for all the food and stuff like that. So then she agreed, and we went to Red Lobster. And that was awkward. I was like, just eating this lobster pizza, doing conversations, and then the bartender come up and was like, you guys look like a good couple. And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I was like, well, I mean, what, do you want to be on social media? She's like, no, but you can have my sister. Here you go. Mm. And she didn't respond either. So
Damn.
Yeah. And I never saw them again.
No.
Damn.
This is real, bro.
And I hated that.
And you ate the Red Lobster. Yeah, because your mom was paying for it. You know, it was free Red Lobster.
Yeah,
you could have, while y'all were sitting there, you could have peed on the girl then.
I could have, with that disrespect.
Yeah, okay.
Man,
how old was she?
I don't know. Probably maybe 17 or 18, maybe.
Okay, 18 or 19. She was still in high school, too.
No, never mind. I take that back. She probably was 19 to 20.
Okay.
And you were 14.
No, I was probably like 15.
Did you go in?
Better.
Did you go in with the knowledge that your mom had set it up?
Oh yeah, my mom told me like before I drove off, and I was like, I really don't want to do this. And she was like, just try it. She was like, just try it.
That seems like it would make your situation worse.
Yeah,
I hated it. Yeah,
yeah. It sounds like it. I mean, I would also hate that. Yeah.
Oh, man,
but she was trying to get you ready to talk to real women by having this
like a mock interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so she wasn't really trying to get you to bang this
because that was my next question.
I don't
did you initiate? So.
No, I didn't get any far at all. All I did, it was,
well, your stomach was probably a little upset from the lobster pizza.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, man, it was perfect. No, as soon as we got through eating, she just dropped me off. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Her car, she picked me up.
No, that's not it.
What'd you guys talk about?
Man, nothing really. Like, literally, it was kind of silence, and then I would talk sometimes. I'd be like, oh, okay, so, man, how's your life? I was like, what started this career? Stuff like that. Like, I didn't know what to say. Well, she was a housekeeper. Like, we had it because, like...
Oh, that's the maid element.
Yeah, but, we had it because, like, my dad's, like, a veteran insurance. So,
a housekeeper, then.
She would clean the house and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like, help him out, too.
Probation.
Yeah, so, like, a maid type helper.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, the insurance gives you, my grandma to get one. Yeah. Not maids.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Housekeeper?
No.
What is it? They just clean?
But they help him out medically, too. Nurses. Yeah.
Then just nurse.
Something like that.
Clean around. She would vacuum hospice. The house and stuff. I was like, oh, shit. And they'd be like, clean it. Well, no, that didn't happen.
Did she keep, and so she never came back to clean after that? Did she quit?
No. I don't know what happened. Like, they never told me.
You never saw her again?
No.
She vanished.
No, she was just like, here, I had my sister. And then she was like, all right, see you. She's like, might be a good match for you. Not me. And I was like, okay.
So she threw her sister under the bus?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't respond either. I don't think she liked that.
Was this the picture like when you were at Hooters and stuff? Was that what you looked like?
Yes, that's what I looked like.
So you look like a nice young man. Why couldn't
I know, right? I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I would get on these apps called like Monkey or fucking Omegle or those swipe things, and every time I would get on there, people would sometimes put me on there just to feel good about themselves. I'd get on there and the girls would scream. They'd be like, what the hell is that? I've never seen anything like that. Then they'd hang up real quick, and my friends would get back on, and once they got back on, they'd be like, oh, snap, let me get your number and shit.
But that's the devil, bro.
It is the devil, man.
That's the devil.
And what sucks is I'd be in class, so the whole class would be there.
That,
and they would always do shit, man.
Wait, this was in class?
Yeah.
Okay.
They how were assholes. Even... Sorry, I'm getting too deep.
No,
No.
Was this like on the projector in the classroom?
Oh, no. What she would do is if a teacher would walk out, and they'd be like, oh, snap, we're going to get on Monkey real quick. And everybody would be like, oh, okay, let's get on. Because he'd pull out his phone, and they just do it there.
And then they just put you on the camera?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. They'd be like, Brandon, you want to try? And I'd be like, yeah, I got this one. And I didn't get that one. They were ass. They would always play some damn trick, man. I remember once I was sitting in class, they're like, you know who likes you? I was like, who? And they said, nobody. And the whole class, like, boom.
Damn.
That was fucked up, dude.
And then I just pulled it out, no.
That's what you gotta do. I was just about to say that.
That's why I should have. Fuck
them. Penis or firearm?
Both.
There we go. Hell yeah.
Show no respect, man.
Hell yeah. Fuck
them. The hell? Yeah, yeah, dude. You know what? It's cool. I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Hell yeah, bro. We need to get. Do they still have these things? See, I don't like. Can you put a filter on there so they ain't no goddamn kids on there?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Can. But I think, you can easily lie about that.
You can.
Like, are you 18 plus?
I was going to say put them back through it and have them, like, the glow up now. Mm-hmm. But I don't want the kids on there every time I see something about Omegle or something.
And it hurts more when it comes from a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids, and they're ruthless.
Yeah.
They are so honest.
You know what's crazy, though? My friend that y'all are going to meet, my brother. The one that I told you, white version of me, we would be on there, and he would always, every single time, score perfectly on there. It was like, and it would be all over the world. Like, he would be intercontinental. Like, it would be in, Puerto Rico, Colombia. I remember one time, Mr. I'm going to tell y'all this, he was so good at this trick that one time he got a girl in, it was like the Philippines, right? And he was like talking to her, and she was like, I'm finna like, mess around myself, what's your name? And he looked at me and he said, Brandon, I know that you never get this opportunity, so, you know, I'm a good friend, I'm going to do this for you. My name is Brandon Willis. And then she just kept doing that, saying, like, Brandon Willis and everything. And, you know, of course, I kid you not, the classical, you make me so. Like, she really said that. I promise you she said that.
She said what?
You make me so.
Horny?
Yes, horny.
Why are you?
I don't know. It's just weird to say. But she was like, you make me, and then she kept saying that.
Are you talking about that?
Yeah, yes. Like that.
Say it. How did she say it?
Thank you.
Me so horny?
Yes, like that. Yes, like
say
just
it
kept.
More.
Me so horny?
Yes. and he was so fucked because he was like, yeah, that's what's up. And then, like, after that, he just was like, okay, I'm done. Block. I was like, no, you can't just do that. And then the next day he was like, I felt bad and texted her. And then he was like, I found out she was a prostitute or something. I was like, and then, like, she didn't want to be or something. And it's, and then we both felt bad because I was like, dude, what the fuck did you just do?
And he was like, she didn't want to be in the sense that she couldn't afford school.
Basically, I don't know. It could have been some sex trafficking stuff. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was just on the FaceTime. I was a kid. I was like 16 or 15. This person was definitely older than me. I didn't know.
We can promise put this on flavor.
Like, I was a kid.
I was a kid.
I was a child, man. I didn't know what I was doing.
Y'all,
what the fuck is happening?
You better not let your kids get on these. What is the site?
Monkey. And then there was another one, Yubo.
What's on that now? What can they get on?
That's still that.
Oh, they still got those things?
The one I always knew was Omegle, but they shut that one down.
That was the worst.
They should shut it down.
So much racism.
It's if you know you can't. It's like you can't. You don't know who you're gonna come up to next. So how was he messenger? Boy, he would like get their information.
No, what you would do is you would just be on this thing where it would load, and then they would just instantly pop up on the screen. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to talk to them, they'd be like, "Oh, hey, how you doing? If you want to keep talking, just keep talking, but I'm not swipe." Instantly like that, and then it goes to another person.
Is this still around?
Yes.
I saw some, I do feel bad for that. It was like some white kid, white girl, and she was like, nigger now, you know? And then the guy that he does this, he exposes people who do shit like that. Mm. And then she was like, she started crying. She was like, oh my God, no, my life is over.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done it.
Yep. Yeah, but you know the kids.
Yeah,
too. I'm all about punishing adults, but
kids
are dumb. They do shit like that. Dumb. And then she just gotta get beat up by a girl named Big Nikki, and then she probably won't say it no more.
Yeah,
that's how it happens.
Yeah,
you know it's just natural.
I had a friend say it again, and he still apologizes to this day.
That he did what?
He said it at Thanksgiving.
No, not Thanksgiving.
That was scary. See, God damn, that's the wrong.
It was how I met him because I was like at the sandbox, and then he like started throwing rocks at me, and then we started like. Like, when he did that, we, like, would go at it a bunch of times, especially over, like, wrestling toys. Like, I remember one time there was this Jake the Snake Roberts that I really wanted, and this girl was like, I have it for you. I was like, oh, you got a Jake the Snake Roberts for me? And she was like, hell yeah. And then his ass comes up, hey, man, I want the Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm like, dude, I'm already here. And then he was like, she was like, I'm going to give it to him. So then, I don't know what the fuck possessed me to do this as a child, but I had a jump rope, and I was jump roping. And then I just, bam, smacked him with the jump rope.
Hell yeah.
Real man. Hard, and he fell you down. And then, like, he started crying, and all the kids cornered me and were like, you suck, and you a horrible person, and stuff like that. And they're like, what's wrong with you? Even teachers was doing that stuff. And then we became friends forever and ever and ever, man.
Yep.
Like, you guys going to meet him in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is the guy.
That was him?
This is the guy?
Yeah, that's how we met. Rocks being thrown in the playground, man.
And he called you then?
He grew up in a weird place. It was like 1 year. It was 1 year.
Yeah, I also grew up there. But.
I know, but ever since then, he was like, man, my 6-year-old self, that was so stupid. Like, every time, he's like, that was retarded. That was stupid.
That's sorry. A good way to that's apologize
stupid.
For
it. That's stupid. Like, he does it every day. Like, sometimes he'll be like, that's, like, just call me like, that's stupid. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was being a real chink back then.
Dude, nah, he's cool run. Too, man. He raps too now.
He rap?
Oh man, hell yeah!
This is the greatest thing I've ever.
Yeah, heard. I can't wait to meet.
It's Yellow Wolf.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, well, we're gonna meet him.
Yes, you guys are.
Yeah, damn right.
That was the most insane chain. Damn,
this is my brother.
I don't even know ever. How we got there. I can't wait to rewatch it.
20 minutes have been.
It was Brandon being bullied in class.
Yeah.
And then it went to child sex trafficking on the internet. Yeah. And then it was Brandon's best friend calling the N-word and threw rocks at him. Yeah. And that's how they met.
Yeah.
God.
Fight a lot.
And Brandon's mom set him up on a mock date.
On a mock bond date with an adult stuff woman. Happened.
That all happened within the 3 months.
And I got hundreds of them. I could talk about when I had a mental breakdown at band. I probably already did talk about that. So much more.
We got to save some of them.
Yeah. But I did tell y'all about that, did I?
I don't remember.
There's
so many stories.
Oh, yeah. Band was crazy, man. I had a mental breakdown.
Because
of them,
you
because
hurt
I
some people?
No, well, no. But what happened was, like, I always played I played all the percussions, and I would play the triangle a lot and tambourine. And like every time I would do that, people would always be like, "Oh, look, he's all here. You go with the triangle, little triangle." And they would always just tease me every single day because I'm playing the triangle and tambourine. And I would be I would like, "Yo, everybody, just calm down and let me play." And
I would have shot up the school.
I'm glad, man. And they wouldn't stop.
Everybody, it's every story. The kids are joking on you.
And they wouldn't stop.
And he's like, stay back.
Yeah. And then, dude, and one day, I just had enough of it. And I was doing this, and they were doing it. I said, that's it. That's it. And I started yelling, like, I quit. That's it. I'm not doing this shit no more. That's it. And I threw it on the ground and ran in like they had a noise canceling room and I curled up.
Where the ball. Fuck were you
what
at?
What the fuck is this, dude?
Where were you at?
In the band room. We're in the band room.
What's the noise?
Because if you want to play an instrument.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, and I,
dude, I'm thinking you. Psych war type shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, God.
And everybody kept knocking on the door trying to get in. I'm like, fuck, nah. And then I was in the lunchroom. Everybody went in the line. I was like, I'm sorry, Brandon. You okay?
Oh, my.
You all right, Brandon? Stay up there.
The teachers tried to get you out or the students trying to get you
everybody
out?
Everybody was like, Brandon, calm down. Like,
you locked yourself in there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for a second. Oh, man. See, then I came out. I was like, sorry.
They fuck with you no more, did they?
Let's see what year this was. Because it officially stopped in sophomore year when I joined wrestling. Like, once I joined wrestling, that stuff cut. But before wrestling, it was bad.
The dark ages.
Hell yeah, because I like back then, I didn't like physical contact when I was young. Well, no, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie, because I love WWE, and I used to always wrestle this Elmo, man. So that's a big lie. But when I was a kid, I didn't believe in myself. And then when I finally believed in myself and went against grown men and stuff, that was fun. It was a good time.
I don't know.
Going up against a grown man will do that, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it actually does.
Didn't your mom pay somebody to beat you up?
Oh, yeah, my MMA coach because I didn't wash the dishes. Yeah, so yeah. Since I didn't wash the dishes, she had them. I was on this treadmill in this gym in front of everybody. Even my wrestling coach was right there. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. I don't want to. But you know, your mom pays me and these are my bills. So she told me I have to whoop your ass in front of everybody. So then, like, we stood in this, like, concrete grass thing next to the punching bag and everybody's just working out. And he's like, put the gloves on. There's so as soon as I put the gloves on, he starts punching me. And then he does a kick to my stomach. I go back and then he just picks me up, boom, slam me on the ground, start punching me on my, like, face. I'm over here doing this and stuff. And then he's like, you good? Now get up and hit the bag. And then he just leaves. And he's like, sorry, I had to do it.
So, like, had you, like, been stealing
out of your mom's purse? No, I just didn't wash the dishes.
Didn't wash the dishes. Okay.
I forgot to wash the dishes.
That equate.
I'm trying to say, well, that's it. Either something.
From, yeah. Got to take out the trash. That's it.
That's bullshit.
But you said there was grass.
Oh,
was
yeah. Outside? No, it was inside. Like, they had a concrete thing, but it was, like, little fake grass to, like, make like it turf. Softer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like gym padding, they had turf.
Yeah, that dude. Hey, that dude was crazy though, man. Like he told me one time, he said I beat this dude's ass in the parking lot, and for dominance, I peed on him.
And it comes full circle. We're back to piss. It does come full.
Oh my god.
We're back to piss, dude.
Back to piss.
It starts and ends with piss, dude. Just like cool your dude. Day.
Yeah.
I could get him on the pod maybe one day if y'all want.
Well. We don't know.
We're good on that. we're booked up for a while. We'll see if we can move some things around, but you know. The powers that be. Jews.
Well, Jayla, I hope we had a good time, man.
Always, Dom. Was so good that the soy, whatever you had with the chicken.
Yeah, put that. You can
brown
see.
Sugar.
And that's the key. Good chicken Alfredo. Marinate the chicken. It ain't gotta be for that long, but marinate it. Put something on it.
Okay.
It taste good.
Duly noted. Man.
Hell yeah. Anything for you, man.
I appreciate you too, man. You mean the world to me, man. You're one of my brothers. Everybody in here is my brother. You especially, man. I love you very much. I'm gonna miss you when you leave.
Hell yeah.
I wish, man, if I would have known, I would have made you some mac and cheese also before you left.
Ah, it's all good, bro. I'm going to be back.
Well, dude, when you get back, I'm making a bowl.
Hell yeah.
You want buffalo mac and cheese or just plain?
Buffalo mac and cheese.
I can make buffalo, too. I'll try some
buffalo mac and cheese.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And I'm bringing
blue cheese.
No blue. I don't really fuck. Unless whatever you would suggest, whatever you would put in there, give that to me.
Okay. I won't put blue cheese because you say you don't like it. So.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm with you.
You don't like blue cheese?
I'm with you on the blue cheese.
Man, I love blue cheese today.
It tastes like spoiled shit.
You know, you got to put me on. You got to give me a dish that cannot go without blue cheese. I'll try it for you, Brandon.
I got you, man. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nah. I don't got shit going on. I don't got shit going on, Dom. You can just throw my socials up there.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can throw my socials. I'm Jaylen Brown.
And guys out there, I don't even know what camera I'm supposed to be looking at. I think this one. Look, this guy right here will be famous, and he will. I mean, if you ever just stumble across him, he's the sweetest guy, and he's dynamic at everything he does. We appreciate you, Jayla.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Damn, take it.
You did. Oh, yeah.
Give him applause.
Okay. I love it.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.